Here's a cycle of balance. Number one, you must cleanse. How many of you think you've built up some toxicity and some acid through your lifestyle up until now? How many think you're certain about that? Say I. Trust me, you don't need a blood test to know that, okay? So you got to cleanse. Now, what you want to do is super hydrate your system. Super hydrate means you're going to drink a lot more fluids than you normally do, but you're also going to drink fluids that are alkaline in nature. So you want to drink green drinks. Whether you drink hard drink or not, you can certainly do any other form of green drinks you want. If you go buy any of these juicing places, you can get fresh green drinks, and there's all kinds of them that are alkaline, anything you want. But one of the most potent that most of you have heard about is wheatgrass. And the only thing with wheatgrass is it's very concentrated, so you've got to make sure you gear up for drinking wheatgrass. And wheatgrass has some benefits in that the chlorophyll in the plant captures the energy of the sun, which is basically life. We have to get that energy ultimately through the system. And so what happens for us is the chlorophyll in the plant is what converts it to energy. And if you look at the molecular structure of wheatgrass, and you look at your own bloodstream, you look at the molecular structure of your blood, it's almost identical. So it's almost like eating the greens or eating the chlorophyll is like taking the blood of the plants that's still alive when it's like that, just like it's giving yourself the ability to build your blood, and it's seen as a blood builder. There's quite a bit of scientific research on it. So you're welcome to drink that, or if you want, get some of this green drink. What's great about it is you can put it in any water you want, wherever you are. You can take it with you on the road, and you can take something. You start to get that place where you haven't eaten, and you're like, your blood sugar's going, you drink that, boom, you're solid. You'll have the fluids that you need. You won't be dehydrated. Your blood sugar will be even, and your energy will start sparking because all that electricity, all that energy is available for your body immediately. But what you're going to want to do to cleanse ideally is 7 to 10 days would be the ideal. 7 to 10 days where you would literally go on pretty much a liquid diet. You'd be doing green drinks, green soups. There are a variety of choices in there that you can go through during that time. The minimum you'd want to do is probably 3 to 4 days. We say, I'm just going to cleanse my system. I'm going to give all my organs a break. I'm not going to add more crap on there. I'm going to give them a rest and let my body just flush the system out. This would be the ideal. Now, I'm not going to ask you to do that if you don't want to do that. I'll tell you what to do that's more gentle and more simple. But this type of cleansing is not painful. In fact, you'll start to learn after a few days if you do the 7 to 10 day one. You'll notice after about day 3, you don't have any hunger at all. In fact, you'll realize if you start to go eat, it's almost like, God, I'm not hungry. And you'll notice you're really doing it because you're frustrated. Are you really doing it because you feel lonely? Are you really doing it because there's some other emotion you're trying to feel? And since you're not eating, you won't eat, and you'll notice it, and it'll help you to break the emotional patterns that are controlling you as well. If you wanted to absolutely give your body the ultimate gift, it would be to go on a cleanse. So you want to drink at least 3 liters of this type of green drink a day. 3 liters. Like for me, did they put one? Well, you can see this is what I drink the whole time I'm here, if you haven't noticed. This is it. All weekend long, I'm drinking this. By the way, the green drink doesn't taste bad. It doesn't taste good either. It's kind of neutral, you know. But this size is 1.5 liters. So you're going to want at least 2 of these a day. I drink one of these in the morning, first thing, total energy. That's what I did this morning. I put the green drink in, shake it up, ready to rock and roll. I'll tell you what else I do. I drink one of these or at least half before I eat something. What do you think that does? Hunger's gone, you don't overeat, you also feel more alkaline, so some of the things you'd normally be addicted to, you'll find that addiction starts disappearing really fast. So, we want to cleanse. How many understand what we want to do here? Say I. What's the key word to cleansing? We don't want to hurt our bodies, we want to super what? And by the way, in a cleanse, you would ideally not bring any other food in, right? This super hydration is not just 7 to 10 days, this is every day for me. Does that make sense? If I'm really super hydrating, then for me, I'm drinking 3 of these. Okay, to give you an idea. Maybe even 4 sometimes, which I thought would be impossible. But I'll tell you what, if you do that for just 3 or 4 days, if you guys did nothing out of this day, you said, that Robbins, yeah, he's a nice guy, he's a little crazy, but I'll do this for 3 or 4 days. By the 4th day, you won't believe how good you feel. I mean, aches and pains and stuff you have will be gone because you have so much alkalinity in your system, your body will have a buffer to deal with that stuff. It's fantastic, absolutely fantastic. Okay, so we cleanse. Second thing we do to get back in balance is we interrupt the destructive pattern that's creating the problem. So that pattern might be the way you're using your emotions. You go, you know what? I learned all this stuff this weekend. I'm not going to indulge in this anger stuff. I'm doing anger. I'm doing depression. Let me breathe. Let me change. And you make a shift. Maybe the pattern is you know you keep eating like hell. You got to break the pattern. Because if we cleanse and then you go back and start doing the same stuff, eventually you'll be back in an acid state again. Does that make sense? Now, by doing all this alkalinity on a regular basis, you start to balance it. But remember, you don't want to build up any more acid than you need to. Then the third step is we need to provide the body what it really needs. Once we take control of those patterns, provide it what it needs. And there's a metaphor. It says every man needs a good woman. In fact, every woman needs a good woman, like a good mom. Okay. All right. And what woman stands for is you've got to give the body what it needs, which number one is what? Water. Number two is oxygen. Does that sound familiar? Number three is minerals. And again, it's not only minerals, but you'll find, how many of you know of a genetic weakness that you have, either by your family history or by yourself, like a heart or lungs or something of that nature? How many are familiar with that? Well, if you know a genetic weakness, you want to provide those minerals or needs directly there, and you can do your own research. You've got A for woman is alkalize, and N is provide the nutrition and diet. What that will allow you to do is put your body back in balance. When it's in balance, your biochemistry is where it needs to be. The electrical charges are there. The cells are vibrant. They're alive. There's lots of what? Energy. And you start feeling good, being good. You think differently. You feel differently. Your skin changes. Everything shifts in your life when you put yourself back in balance. So how do you get balance? Number one is what? Cleanse. Number two is break the pattern by taking control. And number three is provide what it is you need. Now, here's what we've done so far. We've freed ourselves, if we're intelligent at this stage, from fear. Because we understand things don't just attack us. We've got to create an environment that feeds it. How many buy that? Say aye. Two, we've identified specifically the foundation of this, which is getting out of balance, because we create disturbances, or we get an environment that disturbs our cells. They disorganize. They get an environment now that's compromised. They mutate. They respond. Those beings, those creatures create their own waste products, and those acids then continue the cycle till we get more and more unhealthy. We know to get balance, we got to, what? What's the first step? What? Cleanse. I want you to remember that, because the way we're going to live is one that's a cleansing lifestyle, not a clogging lifestyle. And we're going to have that as part of our mindset. Second thing we're going to do is we're going to take control by interrupting patterns in all service. And third thing is we're going to provide the body with the core nutrients it needs, a good woman. I doubt if there's anyone who wants to argue everyone doesn't need a good woman in their life, right?